Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? This is Z.
And I'm True Worship.
And I'm KD.
And we are 360. And we go hard
on Real Talk
with Michael McFadden. Yeah.
We go hard for the Lord. And now we resurrect the
What's up, world? This is DeMario Street.
So cry now, cry later.
And you are now tuned in to Real Talk.
Real Talk?
With Michael McFadden. You definitely gonna cry if you miss this show, y'all.
Hello. With your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk. Michael McFadden.
Check one, check two. Guess what time it is? It is 8 o'clock, January 19th, 2015. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the third floor right here in Powder Springs, Georgia. Show number 395, if you're counting. Hey, shout out to Inner Circle for the track. My man Fats, my homie Z. What up, fellas? The number to call the show tonight is simple, 347-994-2063. 347-994-2063. Yes, we are on Facebook right now. We're also on Facebook with Real Talk with Michael McFadden on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Instagram, DC, the number 2, ATL. Or if all that sounds confusing, all you got to do is go to MichaelMcFadden.com, and I want you to visit MipTags.com, MipTags.com, MipTags.com. You can get all your information right there anytime you want it, MipTags.com. As you can see, it's been a long, long day here in Atlanta, Georgia. No, I'm sorry, Powder Springs, Georgia. Don't let me get that right. I didn't mean to say Atlanta, Georgia, because I'd be correcting folks. Sorry about that.
Hello.
Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Don't be alarmed.
DC's the number 2 ATL. Or simple, visit the website. MichaelMcFadden.com. MichaelMcFadden.com. Shout out to everybody that's celebrating a birthday today. My man Bruce is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Toy. Karen is celebrating a birthday today. George, what up, George? Happy birthday, sir. Carlos is celebrating a birthday today. Another McFadden is celebrating a birthday. Angela McFadden. Bill, what up, Bill? I got a Bill that's having a birthday today. Bill is a true, true conservative. I think he's one of those dudes that will be very happy when President Obama's term is over. Yeah, I said it, Bill. Rita, happy birthday to you. Also, happy birthday to Vaughn. Roz is celebrating a birthday. And we got to get a special happy birthday to Ryan Young. Y'all might not know him down here in ATL. We know him at ATL because he has been with WSB Channel 2 here in ATL, Georgia. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he's leaving. He's going to do some work up in CNN, for CNN up in Chicago or something like that. So congratulations to Ryan. Also got a special birthday today. Let's see if this works today. It's been working the past couple of times. Going to see if we can get this person on the line. Let's see here. See if we can do it. It worked last week. It usually works for us. What's wrong? It usually works for us. Got a special birthday. We like shouting out our special birthday folks. I can't go to my birthday. I mean, I can't go to my contact. Oh, there you go. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Let's see. We're on the track. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Hold on. Y'all ain't going to hit me for a second. Here we go. Let's see.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, my name is Matt.
No, I don't know why Matt's still giving out this phone number, but I've had this number for over 2 years.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello. With your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
So that one didn't work. Happy birthday to my man, Matt. Number, Matt. You're tripping. You sent me a text message. You meant you emailed me, but you didn't tell me you changed the number. So it was all good. Hey, shout out to my man John Silas over at Silas Photography Group Images. You will never forget. Also, shout out to my man Zan Grant over at Mim Tax, and I cannot forget my folks over there at Liberty Tax Service. It's that time to get them taxes done. And shout out to the fine team over there at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta, LBATL.com. Oh, we got a great show for you tonight. She is the founder of Game Changers 180. And they have I've almost made a mistake and said an event. But it's not an event. It's something very, very special. Going down this Sunday.
Hello.
Brandy is coming by. Game Changers 180. She's the founder of the organization. She'll tell you about the big event that's going down this Sunday. She'll tell you about it. We had her on TGSMM earlier this week. So we're looking forward to talking to her, to talk about the organization and all the good stuff that they got going on over there. Also dropping by the Normal Cast of Characters, VCG, with What's Going On. She'll be hanging out with us. She'll be telling us everything that's going on in news and entertainment and all that good stuff. Also, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is coming by. Did y'all see the games yesterday? Did Seattle beat Green Bay, or did Green Bay beat themselves? And also, Tom Brady, back. Remember folks were saying that Tom Brady was washed up, like, what was that, like the third game of the season? Then they lost to Kansas City or something like that. And I think one of the reporters is like, is that it, Tom Brady? Is that it for you? And he got real ticked off. Bitch, I don't know how Tom Brady is. But he's going to tell us about championship weekend in the NFL. And also shout out to our Atlanta Hawks. Ballin'. So I tell you what, I have your attention now. I'm going to keep your attention. So don't go nowhere. When we come back, NECG is in the building. Real talk. You.
I got to call this prostate dude. I got to get my prostate checked. It's been on my spirit.
I checked it.
No. Shut up, Tony. That ain't fine. I got to really call this dude.
It is fine.
See, ladies and gentlemen, get married. You don't even got to take a screening.
Best doctor you can have.
Hey, Griff, that dude that showed up for your insurance that checked your prostate, that didn't count.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you have insurance? No, I don't. May I come into your home? Yes, we are doing a door-to-door exam. How old are you? I'm 42. Yes, men over 41. It's a new thing. Maybe you have not logged on to Obamacare.
Somebody showed up at the door.
You know we playing, right?
Oh.
We just stressed it. There go my wife.
What's going on, everybody? This is Neil, and you're checking out the Tony and Griff Show with Michael McFadden. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
From my city view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chilling with my homes. Big box and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas is sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9/11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9/11. I've been trying to for months, baby girl, it's now and never. Got
bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my picture around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, you know these red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe Jacks like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bondage, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that,
I like that.
I wanna buy my everything, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. Find me in the Guinness book. Only flap, ride with the boss. Take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber, only seen in magazines, calendars. And I'm sitting with Miss October. My birthday's in October.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only flap, ride with the boss, take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only flap, ride with the boss, take a look. Fly. I'm super high. You get yours. I'm getting mine.
Oh,
Liberty Tax wants to know, what would you do with an extra $50?
I put gas in my car.
I pay my cell phone bill.
Liberty Tax wants to know what you do with an extra $50. Check our Facebook page for an upcoming special promotion. When we do your taxes, we'll give you $50. Bring your W-2, get your taxes done, and walk out with $50, no matter what your refund is. Find us at LibertyTax.com or call 866-871-1040 today to find an office near you. Liberty Tax, where you'll get cash and your taxes done on the spot.
This is Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden. What up, Mike?
Real Talk, Michael McFadden, January 19th, 2015. Why I sound so raspy? Sound a little raspy, don't it? Got a great show lined up for you tonight. Brandi Ford is going to be dropping by. You may have heard Brandi on the Tony and Griff show with Michael McFadden last week. I think it was last week. We got her here tonight and talk about her. What did she call it when we was on the show? I think I called it an event. But she said, no, it's not an event. It's a life-changing. It's a game-changing event. That's what it is. Game Changers 180. She's going to be hanging out with us. We're going to chat about that. Also, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is coming to hang out with us. We're going to be talking some sports with my man, Keith. So that should be very interesting. But what I got to tell you, I just got to say thank you for the support yesterday, especially via social networking. Yesterday, we filmed the first episode of Late Nights with Michael McFadden. I got to say thank you to Melinda Santiago and the S Firm. That's the management company that put this whole show together. I had the idea to do it. She brought it to fruition, if that's the right word. So shout out to Melinda Santiago and the whole team over there at the Santiago Firm. Also, I got to thank Lamont. Thank you, Lamont, for believing in the vision that we had with putting this late night talk show together. So thank you very much, Lamont. I got to say thank you to I got to say thank you to Myth Tags and the whole crew over there at Myth Tags, Zan Grant, and his whole staff for helping us with the project. And I got to say thank you to Fabian over at FB Studios. Great, great place to shoot yesterday. Just the pictures that are coming back, look great. And shout out to Deshaun and his whole staff with that filmed the show. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. So we got some cool little pictures up on social networking right now from the show. And then how about the guests that came through that we spoke with? Y'all know Griff came through and kept us laughing the whole time. Bliss came through and performed for us yesterday. You'll see that on the show. You'll see Bliss's performance on the show. Also, Michael Kiefer, 112. When I say that he cannot shoot free throws to save his cause, a lupus, y'all know what I'm talking about when you see the show. City Councilman Kwanzaa Hall. We had a great sit-down conversation with Kwanzaa Hall. He talked about some information for 20, did he say 17? Well, I ain't going to say nothing. You had to hear it on the show. Kwanzaa will tell you. And Dr. Heavenly. We got to thank Dr. Heavenly. So thank you guys very much for all the support. Late Nights with Michael McFadden. Obviously, we're getting ready to promote it. We're getting ready to edit it. That's what's about to happen. It's in the editing process right now, and we're going to take our time. And I promise you, when we shoot the next one, because we're already working on another date for another show, when we shoot the next one, I'll make sure that you guys are there and, that y'all can hang out with me and come to the taping. We have a few people there that were there for the taping, but since it was my first one, I didn't want the whole audience to be in there, and y'all make me all nervous and stuff. I didn't want that to happen, so I didn't invite y'all out. Sorry. If I said I was going to invite y'all out, and I didn't invite y'all out, did I lie? Yeah, probably did. Yeah, I probably did lie. My bad. So, Late Nights with Michael McFadden. Thank everybody that helped put it together. And when I tell you that the energy, I'm not going to say that the energy, like, it was cool. It was nervous. I was nervous because I'm used to doing radio. We can't see me. So now when you're doing television, everybody can see you, and the cameras and the lights and the makeup and all that good stuff. And you can see people. So after the first interview with Kwanzaa, it was cool. We got knocked out, but thank you. Oh, and DJ LV. Can't forget DJ LV. So thank everybody who were a part of it that helped me out with the project. And like I said, we're editing right now. We're setting up a date to shoot the next one. So I might invite y'all out to the next one. I didn't say I was. I said I might. Cool? Deal. All right. Bet. That'll work. So, we'll come back. I just want to say that. We'll come back. We'll talk to Brandy from Game Changers 180. She's got a... I said event, and she corrected me last time. She said, Michael, it's not an event. It's a game changer or something. I'm going to ask her. I forgot already. Don't forget. I got this short-term memory thing. Yeah, I know we talked to you last week, but yeah, that's how short my memory is. So when we come back, Brandy's in the building. We're going to holler at her about Game Changers 180. Out Sports Guy, Keith Roberts, all that good stuff. Same show, same time, every Monday night, Wednesday night, all that good stuff. So don't go nowhere. We come back, we're going to holler at Brandy. For real, we are. We're going to holler at Brandy. I had a song I want to play because I hadn't heard this song in a long time. God dog it. It wasn't that song. We played that song. Oh, I had to find it. Oh, I had a great song I wanted to hear. But guess what? Since I can't find it, it's my bag. So do me a favor. When we come back, we're going to holler at Brandy. We got a whole lot to talk about. Oh, there it is right there. We're going to holler at Brandy. Niecy G's in the building, all that good stuff. We'll be right back. Real talk. You. We'll be right back.
Louise Goldby here, all the way from the UK, and I just wanted to say that I love listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
We're back, Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 395, if you count, coming up from Game Changer 180. Brandy is in the building, but first, you can check her out every Monday night and Wednesday night right here on Real Talk, or you can check her out via social networking, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, or just go to NeceGblog.com. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building because I can see her. My girl, Niecy G. What up, Niecy G?
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Nothing much. Welcome back.
Thank you. Congratulations. I saw the pictures. Oh my God.
Thank you.
It looks so professional and stuff. I love the little desktop table you got going on right there. Like, okay, Michael,
appreciate that, Niecy G. Appreciate that. You so funny. You are so funny, girl. We go way, way back, slinging them houses back in the day.
We
you
sure
know
do.
But you know what's gonna happen
now. We here.
Look, when you dial my number, it's gonna say the number you reached is no longer in service. You know something went down.
All right now. already know it's coming.
Friday, we celebrated the real birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, and today is the national federal holiday that we celebrate Dr. King's birthday, and a lot of stuff go down across the nation.
It was 15th on Thursday.
Was it Thursday? I'm sorry, my bad.
Yes.
Oh, Niecy loves to correct me. I'm sorry. You're right. It was Thursday, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Did you see Selma?
I have not seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I do have it right here. I'm going to watch it after the show.
Oh, okay, so you already got it. You got the bootleg version. You got to stop saying it now. You in TV now.
No, I got
now.
The
you
Oprah
be...
Winfrey copy.
Oh, the official. Oh, okay. Okay, they sent you the director's copy. Okay, we're going
right.
to let slide with that one. Okay, I got you. Yes.
But celebrations went down all across the United States, didn't they?
It sure did. And yesterday, Oprah Winfrey and the cast from Selma, along with John Legend and Common, who won a Golden Globe for their song Glory in the movie, they all
mm-hmm.
took to the streets of Selma to commemorate Dr. Martin Luther King from the march that he did back in 1965. King led a 54-mile march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, while the Oprah and them didn't go on 54 miles. They did take a march through Selma. To commemorate Dr. King's legacy. And so today, Dr. King would, actually Thursday, he would have been 86. So for all
mm-hmm.
who don't know, and I don't think there's nobody out there who don't know, because a lot of people was off work today because of Martin Luther King, we just want to wish him a very happy birthday, a belated birthday to his kids who are still in disputes right now. You know, his kids
yeah.
going back and forth about the Bible. Bernice just says, you know, certain things she don't want to part with. They want to sell some of the things. And I'm kind of split between it because, you know, when I started thinking, I was like, yeah, I'm all for her. They don't want to sell that stuff. But then I started thinking they really don't have a lot of kids. Only one
right.
son, Martin Luther King III, has kids. And so at some point, somebody's going to profit from this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why not his kids? You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
It
makes
sense. Because somebody's going to profit. And if it ain't them, you know, it's just going to go to some corporate somebody someday or somebody
yep.
who ain't even tied to the family. And so I just feel like, you know, maybe it does make sense for them to profit from some of the stuff because they don't even have nobody to keep this stuff in the family that they can ensure that this stuff stays in the family.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what
and
happens.
You know what? I just hate that it has to be such a public display of them
I know,
fighting.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If they could have just handled
it
behind
it
the scenes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it look like greed is involved and feuding and this family is at such a discourse and what would Martin Luther King think and he's like rolling over his
mm-hmm.
grave with them fighting back and forth. Yeah, it definitely don't look good, but hopefully they can come to some kind of resolution and be willing, because she said she was willing to sell some of the items. It was just certain things like the Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel Peace Prize?
Nobel Peace Prize. It seems like crazy when I'm saying that, the Nobel Peace Prize. It don't seem right, but that's what it is. Nobel Peace Prize and his Bible. She didn't want to get rid of it. And I can definitely understand with the Bible and a Nobel Peace Prize, actually. I can understand why you don't want to part with them. But like I said, at some point, somebody is going to profit from it. And if anybody deserves a profit from it, it deserves to be them because they were the ones most affected. They didn't have their father growing up because, you know, of his assassination. So why not
mm-hmm.
they take advantage, you know, be the ones who profit from any gains that his legacy is the gain from, you know. So we'll see what happens.
You're so right. You're so right. Who you got in Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm going for Seattle. Did you see that game yesterday? It was a wonderful game.
No,
we were filming
yesterday, and by the time I was watching the score, and then by the time we finished and I jumped in the car and I turned the radio on, they had just went into overtime. So we were tripping. We had thought Green Bay had won the game. Because of the score. Yeah, we thought by the time we looked at the score, we was like, oh, they up by 16 points still. They got like five
right.
minutes left. We was like, oh, they going to win. And I get into the car, they starting overtime. I was like, oh, Lord, it don't look good.
Right. Oh, so you was going for
But I'm going to have to go for my, what is it? What do y'all call it? The MCM, Male Crush Monday. No Sandusky at all, but I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady.
Whatever. I'm going with Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, and we're going to see what happens. I'm saying they're going to
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely see it happen. Look, you'll get a front seat, huh?
The next taping, I better be there. I better know where it's at. I don't care what you're saying about all this. You want to be nervous and all that other stuff. I better know where this next taping is. I'm not playing with you. Don't make me come down there. I know where you live at, Negro.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Hey, speaking of, you know where I live. Tell people how they can keep in touch with you before I tell them your telephone number. 678.
Oh, you better hush up. Look, I'm about to say I live. You can find me on Twitter at IamNeeCG. You can find me on Facebook.com/NeeCNay, or you can find me on NeeCGblog.com. That's NeeCGblog.com. Hey, is there a show Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Why, you got something to do?
No, Wednesday I ain't hear from you, so.
Oh, you know, yeah. Man, I'm so bipolar. I'll text you tomorrow. I'll text you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
Peace. Bye, Nisi G. You give me such a hard time. Bye.
Peace.
That's my girl, Nisi G. You can check her out every Monday and Wednesday night right here on Real Talk with Michael McFadden. This is usually when we take a break, but we're not going to take a break right now because she's in the building. I can see her. Her foundation is called Game Changers 180, and she is finally on Real Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandy. Hey, Brandy.
Hi, Michael. Hey, Brandy.
What's up, man?
You're so funny. Not much. What's up with you? Hold on. I got to clap for you right there. Bam. What's up with you?
Nothing, man. I'm good. I'm like halfway ready to go to sleep. Today has been a very long day because we are 6 days away from the Game Changers 180 development huddle, and I am super hyped right now.
Good. You sound like you're super hyped, and you sound like you're about to crash at the same time.
At the same time. You know how it is when you put in that work.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was cool. I was finishing up a couple of things for the development huddle, went out to the basketball game on Friday, had a couple of sponsorship meetings Friday as well, went to work, you know, all that great stuff like that.
All that good stuff. Now, tell us about Game Changers. What is Game Changers 180?
Game Changers 180 is a faith-based nonprofit organization. Our overall mission is to positively impact the lives of professional, collegiate, and high school athletes through faith, encouragement, and support. It's our goal to inspire athletes to grow in their faith and provide an understanding of how faith and sports work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And
so
when
you wrap all that goodness up.
And how did you come up with the concept? Working, you know, in high school, working with kids in sports.
Well,
how did it start for you, Brent?
I have been working in sports for almost right at 19 years. So from junior high all the way through forever, from junior high school, I was always a trainer for football and I played basketball. And then when I graduated high school, I went on to college. I first went to Alcorn State University and
mm-hmm.
My work study job was in the training room. So I worked with every sport in the training room and was always around athletics. And it was part of the team who started a chapter of Fellowship of Christian Athletes on campus. So I've always been.
Okay.
And then when I transferred to Mississippi State, I had to go through an interview process and all that great stuff like that and became a trainer. So that was a partial scholarship in the athletic training room for football and track and field at Mississippi State. I also was a chaplain at State, and I was vice president of Fellowship of Christian Athletes out there. So I have always been in this. And then I was also a camp counselor for every type of sports camp you can think of across the United States. So I've been doing this for a very long time. So having friends
now
that went from – go ahead.
No, go finish.
Oh, having friends that from, you know, starting from junior high school sports, college sports, now that are in the, you know, leagues across all the different types of leagues. It kind of just in 2011, I got a phone call about a particular athlete and his family in Jacksonville. And it was like, hey, Brandy, I really need some help. You know, can you counsel with them? Can you pray with them? Can you talk them through some stuff they've gone through? Yeah, no problem. started out with one athlete, and his family grew to 4, grew to 8, grew to 10, and now we're up to 40 players in the NFL, CFL.
Nice.
We got some players in the NBA and WNBA and MMA. So, you know, it's just been trickling around. So, here's Game Changers 180.
Game Changers 180, ladies and gentlemen. Looking at your Facebook page, Game Changers 180, ladies and gentlemen, you can check her out. And you talk about your background from a sports perspective, but with Game Changers 180, you talk about faith and religion. I know your background.
Yes.
I know your parents. I met your parents a couple of times. Where did the spirituality come from?
Spirituality, because, you know, when you're grew up with both my parents as pastors. And I always was told, like, I was going to preach and I was going to do all this stuff, and I just look at people like they were crazy, like, since I was 8. And then my freshman year of college, I got into ministry, which is funny. And been in it ever since. I've been licensed since 2003. I was ordained in ministry in 2014, January 1st. And, you know, I've been rolling ever since. The thing that I thank God for that's unique about what I'm called to do is I'm not called, quote-unquote, to the four walls of the church. You know, doing quote-unquote ministry in, I guess, what people would deem as the streets, the outdoors. I mean, most of the time I'm on a playing field or I'm on a basketball court or I'm on a track or I'm somewhere else. But really having athletes understand how the word of God actually equates to sports. And once you have an athlete to understand that, it puts them in a different mindset to accomplish the thing that they're set to accomplish, not only in their sport, but when they come off the track, the field, the court, or whatever it is, hockey, ice, whatever it is, then they can also equate that to their everyday circumstances and situation.
And, you know, when you talk about religion and you talk about schools, a lot of people think that, oh, how can you still talk about religion and spirituality in school when it's taken out? How are you able to overcome that with, you know, kids not being in school, being able to talk about, you know, the Bible and Christianity and all that good stuff? How are you able to get past it in the sports arena?
Well, you'd be surprised how many athletes are actually Christian. And when it comes to athlete, you have a choice. So it's nothing that's like forced on anybody. This is a choice. This is their free will for them to pray together as a team if they want to, if they want to huddle together and pray, if they want to huddle together and come to a Bible study, if they want whatever. It's their own free choice of what they want to. And that's all Game Changers is. Like, we're here to be a support factor. We're not here to say, you have to do this. No. But we're here to be a supporting factor. And the greatest thing, I was really excited when about 2 months ago, I was like, I really want to launch the high school division of Game Changers 180, 5 years into working with the NFL and professional sports. And then I was like, I really want to push this high school division, but not really knowing what that looked like. And so I had a dream, and then I woke up, and I just started writing. I just started writing a plan. And when I wrote for a week, and then I put a whole proposal together, and I met with some school officials, and I was like, hey, I want to do this outside of school time. Can I get some space in the building? And they was like, what? We need something like this. And it just kept rolling. And then the students, they were excited because I was already working with a football team out in Stone Mountain High School. And I was working with cheerleaders, and then I started going around meeting all the other coaches and all the other, you know, school athletes, and they were really excited to have something for themselves as an athletic community, because athletic community, they stick together. So if you play sports, you're 9 times out of 10, you're around people who play sports too, because you're one likeness and kind of like one mindset, and you have the same physical exertion when you come to the weight room and when you go to practice and, you know, when you go to eat and all these different things like this, how you travel on the road, what game days you have, that type of thing. So they were really excited to have it. And we were really excited to bring it to them.
I bet. Hey, guys, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Brandi Ford. She is the founder of Game Changers 180. You can visit the website gamechangers180.com. Brandi, you say every day can be a game changer. Why not today? Today is the day that the game changes, doesn't it? And this Sunday,
you're definitely changing the game because January 25th, I called last week when you were on the morning show, I called it an event. And you was like, oh, no, Michael, it's not an event. What did you say it was?
No, it's actually a 12-month program. For 12 months,
right.
The last Sunday of every month, these athletes, their parents, the coaches will all be together in this whole development process.
Let
and
me
that's
write
developing
that down. The
mind,
last Sunday,
body, spirit of every month, 6:30
every
p.m.
Month, 6:30 p.m. Bam, there we go. So it is the last Sunday of every month, and this Sunday it is January 25th at 6:30. You're going to be at Stone Mountain High School, and you got some special,
yes.
special guests coming with you Sunday, don't you?
Yes, I'm so excited. One of the Game Changer 180 players, Brandon Ross, will be in the building. I'm so excited about this because he's awesome in football. Oakland Raiders player, but he loves God and he loves his family and he loves the community and he loves giving back. And he was so excited about coming to just share his testimony and, you know, share with all the athletes that are there of how, you know, just being an athlete at that level or athlete period,
mm-hmm.
how faith is such a major part in his life and where he, you know, would not be had it not been his faith. That kept him
mm-hmm.
there. So I'm really excited to have him. Like I said, it just so happens he's here training off season with his wife and his son, and I'm just elated right now. I'm about to burst at the seams just to have him come aboard. But every month we have different types of guests, different types of speakers. We have people coming from the league, people who play college. We have coaches. We have business professionals. Like next month we're giving free haircuts to the kids. I got my friends in town for Bronner Brothers, and they're bringing in all of their stuff, and they're setting up shop right there in the school for the kids. So every month is something different. We have guest speakers. We have all kinds of competitions and activities for them. We give away gift cards. We feed them. There's music guests that come in. They break down in huddle groups, and every month they work on a goal development plan. Overall for the year, for their monthly, for their sport, for their classroom, and a personal development goal. And we have a awesome group of huddle coaches that work and mentor with them. And I'm just excited.
Good.
I'm just excited. And we have a
Good.
Short Bible study. And it's, you know, just fun, man. Fun, Jesus, athletics, and it's all wrapped in one.
Game Changer 180, ladies and gentlemen. Brandy, I got to say shout-out to my man, Zan Grant. What up, Zan? I know you're listening from MIPTAGS, MIPTAGS, MIPTAGS.com. Big supporter of not only Real Talk with Michael McFadden, but Late Nights with Michael McFadden. Shout out to you, Zan Grant. Brandon, I was going to say, I know I told you I was going to come hang out with you Sunday, but what I want to do, I don't know if it'll be for February or March. It'll probably be March. I don't want to say February mm-hmm. and it not happen. I don't know if you know, I wrote a book called Truisms, and it's a great book for everybody. I wrote it for adults, but come to find out that I had one teacher that read it and told me that if kids had this book at this level or this early in their life, it would definitely be a game changer for them. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put an order together for you, and I'm gonna get you some books. I'm gonna get you some copies of Truisms for you to give out. We'll get them all signed and all that good stuff. And I'm gonna shoot for March then. Of course
can
I can.
Put you down
of
to be our guest for March? And you can introduce
can you
them all that
people?
Great stuff like that? Yes,
can,
I sure
can.
Can
you call my people
Melinda,
again?
Melinda,
girl,
right?
Girl, you know I ain't got no people. You can call me, girl. You know, you got the direct line right here. So, no, we can make that happen. We definitely can make that happen. So I'll put an order in for the books, and we'll make sure you get them, and then I'll be your guest speaker in March then.
That will be
putting
fine.
Putting on my calendar right now.
And I just
right
want
now.
People to know that it's all high school athletes. The parent part is so important because we have such a great group of individuals who are working with the parents at the huddle and coaches as well, because people forget that coaches pour out so much and really
mm-hmm.
have people to pour back into them. So we're here to be a support factor to the coaches. We're here to be a string support factor to parents, because we understand a lot of our student athletes at Stone Mountain High School are single parent homes. And parents are drained, and we want to just pour back
yes.
into them while they're there, pour into their kids, and have. It's all about faith, family, and sports, and that's just how we roll, faith, family, and sports.
Game Changers 180, ladies and gentlemen. I am speaking with Brandy. And Brandy, since it is your first time ever on Real Talk, people on social networking are blowing me up right now and ask me if Brandy would play this or that. You hear the music in the background?
What is this or that?
Well, because people want to know that you're real. You know, you talked about,
okay,
you know, you mentoring and, you know, faith, family, and sports and Game Changers 180. You're the founder, and you, you know, they hear all that stuff, but they just want to know if you're real, if you're a real
person.
Let's
go.
So we play this or that.
I'm real all day long.
Okay. All right, so we'll start with an easy one for you. Brandy, Frosted Flakes or Captain Crunch?
Frosted Flakes all day.
All day. Do you put a cube of ice in your milk so it'll stay cold?
No, I don't need all that. But only,
okay,
but
do that.
Only by, yeah, I don't do that 2%, whole milk only.
I'm glad to know that, because all we got is 2% over here. Give Brandy some whole milk, please. Cheetos or cheese puffs?
Cheese puffs.
Cheese puffs. Mexican food or Italian food?
Ooh, Mexican all day. I am a taco connoisseur.
Hot wings or lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper, because I don't do hot foods.
Lemon pepper, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. McDonald's fries or Chick-fil-A fries?
Ooh, that's a tough one. McDonald's. I'm sorry.
McDonald's. Okay. Have you ever dunked a McDonald's fry in the Chick-fil-A sauce? Oh my goodness.
No, I never had that, but the McDonald's fries in the McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, see, that's a new one, sweet and sour. I got to try that one, because I look
good.
Real crazy taking the Chick-fil-A sauce in the McDonald's. They be looking
but
at me all
you
funny.
Would do,
okay.
No, you would be on.
Yeah, you're right. All right, here's one. Cruise vacation or destination vacation?
Destination. I haven't been on a cruise, but I've been, like, everywhere else flying. Like, I go to the,
oh,
I fly to the,
oh,
islands. I don't cruise to the islands.
You got, Brandy needs a cruise in 2015. I'm just getting all this stuff
I'm
set up.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Putting
it out there. Where are you from again?
Mississippi, Ocean Springs,
oh,
the Gulf Coast.
So you know this one then. This should be a good one for you. Grape Kool-Aid or red Kool-Aid?
Red.
Is that your choice? Red?
Yes, red.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
red Kool-Aid.
She is Southern. All right, here's the last question. You just had an awesome Game Changers 180, and you're just so tired because everybody's just so pumped. You just drank so much energy. You gave so much faith, and you did your thing at this Game Changer 180. And you're so tired, you don't feel like driving home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I hand you a phone, and it has three numbers in it, but you can only call one of these people to drive you home. Who's driving
mm-hmm.
Brandy home? Is it Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, or Joel Osteen? Who's driving Brandy home?
T.D. Jakes.
All day? Every day. See how
All
easy
day.
That was?
Because he's so cool. He like my dad. Like, he cool. Like, you know, T.D. Jakes is cool.
And your dad is cool, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, your dad is super-duper cool. Hey, you know what? The journey for us is, like, you know, very challenging, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you jump
right.
into entrepreneurship and you're not following the same pattern that everybody else does and you start to become a free thinker and all that good stuff. What have you learned about friends along the way on your journey, Brandy?
I think the biggest thing I learned that everybody's not going to go where you go, and
mm-hmm.
every time you move to a different level, it requires another type of sacrifice, and everybody
mm-hmm.
doesn't possess what's necessary, you know, for that next level. So a lot of people drop off, you add people on, people drop off, and you have to learn how to, you know, be on your own sometimes or by yourself. Not like you always going to have a team of people, but as far as friends, they're going to come and go sometimes when you're along that journey. And sometimes it's going to get
so
real lonely.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to Diddy, like, years ago, he was like, it's real lonely at the top, and nobody wants to talk about that. But it does happen when you keep moving and elevating.
So I think that's one of the lessons I had to learn, because I usually hold people very dear and close to me. And, I lost a lot of people along the way, but I really had to understand, you know, why. And, you know, you just got to keep moving, and got to place new people in your life. And, you know, you just keep on down the journey.
Yeah, that is so true, because every time I look around, I see some new faces, and I really, really enjoy the faces that I see. Sunday, January 25th, 6:30 p.m., Game Changers 180 Development Huddle, Faith, Family, Sports. It's going down, Stone Mountain High School. For more information, you can visit the website, GameChangers180.com. Brandy, before you go, can you tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, and most importantly, how they can donate and help change a life?
Yes, donate. Help us change the game. Be a game changer. You can donate any amount. I don't care if it's $2, $5, $100, $50, $25. You can go to the website, GameChangers180.com. It's a donate button. All you have to do is click and then put your information in, and it'll take your donation right then and there. We're just excited just to be able to support this group of young people and their family and the community. So we need your help in order to do that. And it's so many great things we want to do for them, but we need the finances to do it, and your support will help us do that.
And the crazy thing, guys, when you do donate, 100% of every donation goes directly to programming. So you definitely, your money will go
directly to
a long,
this
long way.
Program. Yes, directly to this program. You can follow us on Instagram, GameChangers180, Facebook, GameChangers180, or Twitter, it's GC180Tweets.
Brandy, so good to talk to you. You get you some rest,
Thanks
okay?
Thanks for having me.
You are always welcome, because you got somewhere to be Sunday, so I want to make sure you are rested up and stuff, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you again.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandy, we'll holler at you. Hey, do me a favor. Visit the website tonight, GameChangers180.com. If you can, make a donation. No donation is too small. Go down. Just you know, do your thing. They're doing a great thing. She's doing an awesome thing with Game Changers 180. Hey, when we come back, speaking of Brandy, we got some sports to talk about. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is in the building. We're going to talk about this Super Set. What is it? The championship weekend, whatever they call. You know, I really don't care. People like to say, hey, Michael, who you got in the game? And I really want to say I really don't care, because the Falcons ain't playing. Diehard Falcon fan, so whatever. I almost said Tony Griss Show. Don't forget, Tony Griss Show, Michael McFadden, TGSMM.com, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. But right now, you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden. We come back, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is in the building. We're going to talk some sports, and we got to say one more time, shout out to Brandy, Game Changers 101. We'll be right back. Real Talk.
Compare you to the world, I'll be losing everything.
McFadden, show number 395. You know what that sound means. First of all, shout out to my man DeMario Street. That was DeMario Street. I love that record right there. Shout out to you, DeMario Street. Also, shout out to my folks over there at Liberty Tax Service. And I cannot forget the whole real estate crew over there at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta, LBATL.com. As a matter of fact, MIP tags. And Zan Grant, Zan, I know you're going to get your spot in ATL, so I can hook MIP tags up with Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta. Bam. What do you know? Real Talk with Michael McFadden. It's time for some sports. You can check our sports guy out every Monday night, Wednesday night, right here on Real Talk. You can also check him out at Our Sports Guy on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and he needs a MIP tag, too. If he ain't stuck in Buffalo, ladies and gentlemen, he is in the building. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts. What's up, homie?
What's going on, Mr. Fan? How are we doing this evening?
Man, I'm good, man. Long time no talk to.
Seems like it. I think we talked like 2 weeks ago, but before that, it had been a long time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, whatever. Something happened. I don't know, but it's all good. You here today, so.
Here today on one of your four shows. I don't know how you keep them off straight when you try and using the call letters or your call tag, but you figure it out somehow.
I know, right? For real. I told Nisi, I told Nisi, she said, you better invite me to the next tape and that y'all do. I said, oh, of course you guys. I said, don't be mad though. You call me one day and you get that the number you have reached is no longer in service.
That's how we got you,
right?
But we still got your email address. I know how to catch up with you.
Right.
I would say that means we're not getting paid, but we won't go there anyways.
Hold on, let's call HR. Let me get HR on the phone. Nikki.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, I can't find it. Nikki, can y'all call Keith about this space stuff? I don't know what they're talking about. They're trying to get the minimum wage raised up and all that good stuff. Man, you're so stupid. Hey, man, the Super Bowl is set, and we have 2 weeks to break the games down, all the matchups and all that good stuff. So today, let's look back at yesterday's game as for a lackluster game in the AFC game. But the NFC game saw a stunned Packers team losing overtime. I guess the best question of the day, who's to blame in Green Bay today?
I don't know. There's been a lot of names thrown around, you know, from Mike McCarthy to, you know, from all the field goals they took early on in the game to, you know, Aaron Rodgers and the defense there. You know, I think you guys, you know, you hate to put it on one person, but if you're going to put it on one person, you know, you got to look at the, I don't even remember his name, the one that caught or that didn't catch the onside kick that kind of allowed the play to continue. And there's another interesting article that was in Grantland about the fake field goal that they ran that it was almost not run. They had it scouted down to the point to where they knew that if linebacker Brad Jones was on the field playing on the left-hand side, that they would run the play. That's the only way that they were going to run that play, and he just happened to be on the field when they ran that fake pass. That scenario was never even set up by him being on the field. That comeback may have never happened. So just interesting to kind of read into some of the backstories to just how close that comeback actually never came to happen. On that onside kick, though, he was the guy that was there. Jordy Nelson was the one that was behind the four of them, and he was there to catch the ball. The four guys in the front are kind of supposed to be blockers, and you know,
right.
even though they're called the hands team, as you could tell by the way it hit him in the face mask, it didn't look like he had too many hands out there.
And I didn't get a chance to see the game yesterday, man, because we were filming. And we were just stunned. Well, I was stunned when I got in the car and I turned the radio on and they were in overtime. I was like, what? Because I think as we were wrapping up, Green Bay was down by three. So somehow they came down, tied up the game, and then I got in the car. They were in overtime. Let me ask you about this play before we talk about the health of the Seahawks, man. There was a play, and I heard it on Sports Talk today. I haven't seen any of the highlights from the game, but I heard there was a play where Green Bay intercepted the ball with about 5 minutes left, and the guy fell on the ground.
Yeah, that was a number of kind of gaffes that Green Bay, you know, a bunch of tough decisions. You know, you get down and you're thinking that you're going to be able to run the clock out, but you know, you get a 20-30 yards, and he possibly could have set up a field goal from there. Instead, they go three and out, and give the ball back to Seattle, and that's how they're, obviously they score off of the fake, but when you look at Russell Wilson, he had a zero quarterback rating in the first half and almost a perfect in the second half, so how just the game can switch. I mean, even just the last 5 minutes, they were losing, they were trailing 19-7 with 4 minutes left, and, was able to score those last couple touchdowns, and, one of the guys said he got up and went to go make a sandwich and came back and thought the game would be over with, and somehow Seattle was winning.
Well, I tell you what. Well, shout out to the back-to-back Super Bowl Seattle Seahawks. It's the second consecutive Super Bowl, so now we'll see if they win. I guess after a tough game like that, man, how healthy are the Seahawks?
Well, I mean, you got to look at Richard Sherman yesterday. Obviously, you didn't see any of the game, but he played that whole second half of the game kind of holding his body or his elbow against his body because he couldn't extend the elbow. And Earl Thomas is expected to play too. They're both suffering injuries. Sherman had an MRI today that revealed the elbow was sprained. And Thomas dislocated his shoulder in the first half Sunday and underwent an MRI today. But 2 weeks and, I think some pain pills and some shots. I don't think either one of them will be missing the Super Bowl either way.
Yeah. Can't miss the Super Bowl. If it was game three or something like that, that'd be different. But the last game of the season, nah, let it all out. And shout out to Seattle for making it back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. Now, the Patriots rolled 45-7 over the Colts, man. Was this a statement game for Tom Brady, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to make one last run. And I think they were just overmatched Indianapolis. This is the second time they faced them this year, and they've kind of manhandled them both times. And as much as we thought, the first couple weeks of the season that New England was in trouble with some of the moves that they made in the offseason and even leading into the season, that it's kind of a fitting to see that, they're there at the end. So,
well, when we look at the way the Colts went out yesterday, and now all of a sudden we hear that the NFL is investigating about the Patriots football, man. Can you explain that?
Yeah, obviously we saw with the weather yesterday, it was pretty bad there. And the game balls are checked, I guess, 2.5 hours before the game starts. And supposedly after an interception late in the second half, the Colts thought that possibly the ball felt a little deflated, and what that does is that gives an advantage to the offense. It gives an advantage to the quarterback in gripping it to be able to throw it, and it also gives an advantage to the wide receiver being able to catch it. So, 45-7. I don't think a couple inflations off the ball, really made that much of a deal. But you know, again, it's just the Bill Belichick way. And what is the old adage? I guess you're not cheating and you're not trying. You're not cheating and you're not trying. But, you know, it may not be cheating. Maybe it's a little bit of gamesmanship. But it's made enough noise that the NFL is doing an investigation, and we'll see if they maybe lose a couple more draft picks down the line.
Hey, so now I understand. Our old flag football games back in the day, that's what it was. We lost because of the ball. Y'all deflated the ball.
No, we made your ball heavier. So we because it wasn't raining then, so we overflated your ball, so it made it hard to catch.
And it floated in the air like a helium balloon.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't get underneath it.
Or you was making them, you was getting them pick sixes. Hey,
one-handed.
We're 2 weeks from the Super Bowl, so we can talk about the Super Bowl coming up Monday. And before we talk about our Atlanta Hawks, and I know that we're talking football, but we got to talk about the Hawks. Real quick, man, I want your insight. Atlanta Falcons. Word on the street, one of the Fox guys or somebody broke the news that the Atlanta Falcons plan on hiring Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. However, it was also revealed yesterday that the Falcons hired Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator. With that hiring of an offensive coordinator, do you think the Falcons have already selected their head coach? Because I don't think a head coach, a team will pick a head coach, pick an OC without the head coach's approval, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in weird situations you do. We have seen that in, like, Dallas before. Obviously, we know Dan Quinn came in for his second interview with the Atlanta Falcons today. And because they did win and they cannot make a announcement till after the Super Bowl with Seattle being in it. So, yeah, obviously it looks like Dan Quinn is going to be coming in. And, you know, if it does have, as you said, you know, you don't think they'd have choose an offensive coordinator without talking to a coach first. So those kind of put the key readings on the wall. And I think it's a good signing for you guys, you know, is being able to use all the weapons that you have on offense. You know, Julio Jones and Roddy White and Matt Ryan and your rookie running backs. And, you know, I think that's you know, bolster up that offensive line a little bit. But I think for not getting Rex Ryan, I think waiting until the end and trying to say that this is the coach that you wanted will work for you guys.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, though. You guys have Rex Ryan now. Are you satisfied with that in Buffalo? Be honest. Because the way I see it, the reason – here's my – and I'm not an NFL guy. I mean, I'm not a GM or anything like that. I think that Rex Ryan isn't an Atlanta Falcon because Rex Ryan probably wanted more control of the team, and Arthur Blank is not giving up control of his team. He wants the checks and balances in place. So that I think that was a reason why and that he didn't want that. And I think he played it. I think he played his cards real good because let's be honest, outside of probably the Denver Broncos, the Atlanta Falcons had the And I got to say Buffalo. I got to throw Buffalo in there too. You guys are just a quarterback away. But when you look at teams that are already there and that aren't rebuilding, between Denver, Buffalo, and Falcons, the Falcons, those are the top teams as a coach that I would want to be at. Agree or disagree, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, and you always want to have a quarterback. So anytime you can go into a situation where you have an established starting quarterback, that's going to be a plus as a coach. You know, with the Bills, obviously we know their situation, and so I think that was probably one of the bigger advantages that the Falcons had is having an established quarterback. But you know, in the long run, it's all these defensive coaches. So it's as much
right.
as everybody says, you know, it's an offensive league and all this. It's all these. These defensive coaches that are getting the head coaching job. So
right.
some point something's going to have to give, but you know, as much as you said, let me ask you this, the same question. If I were to ask you right now, who would you rather have as your head coach? Would you rather have Rex Ryan or Dan Quinn? I mean, as a named coach, who would you rather have right now?
I stated this before the Rex Ryan hire in Buffalo, that I wanted a real coach. That's what I said. I didn't want a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator. I wanted a coach because the last time the Falcons made an appearance in the Super Bowl, Dan Reeves was our coach. And I was looking for Rex Ryan because he was he's the only coach that was out there, you know what I'm saying, at the time. I know Jack Del Rio was out there. But just like I said, I wanted a coach. So I hated to see the Rex thing go. I hated to see him go, but then I started thinking about all the flack that people would have said. And really, Keith, at the end of the day, whoever the Atlanta Falcons pick up, they're going to find out. They're going to say what was wrong with that pick. So if we were to pick Rex, they would have been like, oh, we don't need that circus in here. We didn't pick Rex. Oh, y'all let the best coach get away. You know what? He's in Buffalo now, and he can do his thing in Buffalo. As long as y'all beat the Jets, I think that's Rex Ryan's Super Bowl. And plus, Rex Ryan didn't want to be here with all these Patriots in here, did he?
Nah, he wanted to stay in the East, I think, so he could go after New England and them. So we'll see what he does
right
up there. It'll be a good time. He'd want to come down to the South. But, I think you got too many quarterbacks down here.
He's a smarty bad. Hey man, before you get out of there, man, talk about Atlanta Hawks, man. The hottest team in the NBA right now. Is ESPN showing them any kind of love right now?
Yeah, I mean, finally, I think after their 13th win today, and 13 in a row, that just doesn't even sound right talking about an Atlanta team. But I think the number that's even more impressive out of that is 27 of the last 29.
Yes.
Like, yes. I mean, eight losses. Today, they are officially the the Vegas betting line to win the NBA championship. They're finally getting a little bit of love. Yeah, they were the after their 13th win. It only took them 13 wins in a row and two 10-game win streaks. But
right,
I mean,
two
10-game win streaks. And when you got every member on your starting five scoring over 11, I think it's 11.8 points per game. And
right.
I mean, they just – Kyle Korver just – he's can hit from anywhere in Georgia.
Anywhere.
Like, no matter where he is. Like, and the way that they move the ball around, I mean, like I said, I'm called San Antonio East, and they're going to ride with that until I don't think they'd be too mad with five championships over the next 12 years or so to be called San Antonio East. So we'll let the coach of the year keep doing his thing. And
yeah,
they're fun to watch. I will say that much.
Yeah, defense, man. The defense is awesome, man. Those guys are getting a lot of steals out there, and I'm just so happy for the Atlanta Hawks right now. You know, we always say, oh, the Hawks make the playoffs every year, but they don't do anything. Last year, we took the Pacers to seven, in a pretty good series, man. And I think now with Horford being back, and the crazy part, Keith, that is scary, is that the Hawks still don't have a center yet. You know what I'm saying? Al Horford is playing the five, and we know that he's naturally a four. I don't know if it'll make them a better team or not, but having a real center, man, I don't know if that would change the game at all. But, hell, 27 of 29, I think you just mentioned, we don't need a center. We good.
Yeah, as long as he keeps hitting that 15-foot J from just inside the free throw line.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
People with that.
As long as you hit that little jumper, that little funny little jumper.
Yep, that's all that matters. Let him hit that and let Korver hit from deep. They riding. They playing some great basketball right now. For once, they're kind of a fun team to watch.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. So shout out to the Atlanta Hawks. And I think this is the first time in my life that I look at the Hawks logo and I don't see Pac-Man. I can see the Hawk now.
You can see the Hawk now and not Pac-Man?
Right. Please, tell me when you look at our symbol.
I was going to say, did it take a 13-game win streak or the AJC.com paper to see that?
No, I think it probably took me 13 years to realize that wasn't a Pac-Man.
Google logos, and you'll find some crazy things that every single team has in their logos.
All right, cool. I'll do that tonight. Also, shout out to the FedEx logo. They got the arrow in there. I bet you didn't know that.
That I did not.
Yeah, look at that FedEx logo. You will see an arrow in there. Like,
sure,
you looking now, ain't you?
No, I'm actually, well, if I could get to my computer, I'm trying to think of the FedEx logo in my head, but I don't even know what the FedEx logo looks like in my head.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you where to look at it. At. Hold on, this is crazy. I know this is radio, y'all. We're sorry, FedEx. Look at the ENX real hard, all right? When you log on and you see the FedEx logo, look at the ENX. Not now, Keith.
Well, it's live radio. Why not?
Yeah, well, okay, go ahead, look. You see it?
I already see the arrow. Oh, yeah, no, I'm never going to not see that again.
You see the arrow, right? That's crazy, ain't it?
I see the arrow. That is crazy.
Real talk with Michael McFadden, show 395. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts. Tell everybody how to keep in touch with you, my main man.
Hey, make it nice and easy. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, / our sports guy.
Hey, Keith, let's do this. We got an opening to do sports in the morning on the morning show.
Let's do it.
You don't need to audition. Hey, man, get out of here, man. We'll talk.
I'll talk to you. You have your people call me.
Call your people. Call you. Well, you stupid. You can
call
hey,
me.
I was supposed to. Just call me. Thanks, Keith. Get out of here, man.
See
you. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. You can check him out at Our Sports Guy, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, FarmersOnly.com. And I think, hopefully he can still hear me. I think he set up a Tinder account. He's on Tinder now. Boy, no, I'm going to get him in trouble. Hey, I got to say thank you to our guest tonight. Shout out to Brandy Ford of Game Changer 101. Can I get some outro music, please? Oh, man, that was fun. Real talk with Michael McFadden. Hold on. Where am I? Outro, please. Hurry up. Before the show, I got a couple minutes. Messing with Keith. What's this? Bam. Hey, shout out to Brandy for dropping by. GameChangers180.com is the website. Visit the website for more information about her organization, GameChanger180. Brandy, thank you very much. Also, thank you to our normal cast for dropping by. Niecy G with What's Going On. And, of course, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, as always. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in tonight. Shout out to Liberty Tax Service. Hey, y'all know it's time to get them taxes done. I'm going to have Daphne on the show here in the next couple of days, probably next week. She can talk about make sure you get your W-2s and everything that you're going to need to come down, get those taxes filed, get your return, and stop trying to claim people's kids. Also, shout out to the whole staff over at Luxury Real Estate Brokers of Atlanta.com for all your help. Real estate needs here in the state of Georgia, they got you. They really do. Also, I got to say thank you to John Silas over at Silas Photography Group. Images you will never, ever forget. And I got to give a big, big shout out to all my friends over at MipTags, MipTags.com. Search DC2ATL. You'll be able to see all of the shots and pictures from Late Nights with Michael McFadden. And once again, shout out to my man Zan Grant and his whole staff for helping bring Late Nights with Michael McFadden to life. TGSMM.com. Check us out in the morning. TGSMM.com. Tony and Griff Show, Michael McFadden from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sensation Station Network. We'll be there first thing in the morning. Hey, Nikki. I'm choking right now. I need something to drink. No, I'm good. TGSMM.com, Tony and Griff Show, Michael McFadden. Lord have mercy. I'm getting all these heckling emails, voice messages. Hey, I'll see y'all on Wednesday, but I'll let y'all know. I'll see y'all on Wednesday. Real talk with Michael McFadden. See y'all then.
Yeah. Yo. Look, I know we've been friends for a minute, and I think it's time we address the situation.
Jay Holiday.
I know how you feel.
Music Line.
You know how I feel.
Dog Child.
But I just want to put it out there.
I gotta say, you're a hell of a woman. Like a new drop is coming. So let
Just give me your heart.